knocked down, got my nose bloodied, and all this kind of stuff, you know. I couldn't understand that, you know. I didn't understand that, you know, being an outsider, you know, you just don't come in, you know, and think that you're going to, you know, play anything or you're going to belong to anything without, you know, them trying you or you, you know, being accepted, or you're going to stand on your own 2 feet or what have you. So, you know, after the first couple of days, you know, I got beat up pretty good, and I figured that I was tired of getting beat up, you know. And I started to fight back, and as a result of fighting back, you know, I won a position, a starting position on the team, you know, and played that position, you know, for the whole years that I was there, you know, which gained the respect of the other dudes and everything, you know. But that's hard to comprehend at 14 years old, sure. You know. And still, you know, like, you know, at Easter, you know, and Thanksgiving and things like that, you know, those cats would go home, you know, when I couldn't do that. You know, I got to go home at Christmas time, you know, and I got to go home when school was out. You know, I didn't have that same thing. So that was pretty hard to deal with. You know, I didn't have but a couple of pair of pants and stuff. You know, I had to keep them clean and whatever. But that started me to finding out about what life was all about. You know, and I sort of dealt with it accordingly. You know, I've got me a little job, you know, at the Baptist building. You know, and I started bootlegging whiskey and, you know, this kind of thing just to make ends meet, you know. And then they had a racing season down there where a lot of folks come in, see. And, you know, I, you know, got pretty good to where I could make $100 every day during the racing season, you know. And I would make enough money, you know, to last, you know, during the racing season, and about 2 or 3 months after the racing season, you know, just for what I was doing, I was just almost taking care of myself. So, you know, that went on for about 3 years. You know, then I had the opportunity to go to the University of Illinois, you know, for a scholarship, a football scholarship. University of Illinois, University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin. Those are the three big schools. And, you know, Langston, A&M, Wiley College, Bishop College, you know, all those things. Well, a couple of my buddies went to Illinois. Bobby Mitchell went to Illinois. Jim Pace went to Michigan. And Butler, Charles Butler, had gone to Illinois a couple of years before. And he was saying it was all right. But I didn't think that I had the clothes, you know, and this kind of thing to go to Illinois. So I chose, you know, a black school. You know, I chose Wiley College, you know, which it was small, you know, and I thought I could make it.
Now, where is that?
This is in Marshall, Texas. It's a little old church school, you know, about, 3,000 students, maybe 4,000, you know. Strictly church operated, you know. You had to, on Sundays, you'd be in the tie and all this kind of shit to eat, you know. The football players eat at one table, you know, everybody else eat at another table. You know, you had to be on the campus at 9 o'clock. You couldn't be off the campus. You couldn't go home, you know, nothing like that. So, you know, I obtained an injury in my sophomore year, you know, which meant that I couldn't play football anymore because I had an injury for that year and I lost the scholarship and what have you. And I called my mom and told her what had happened, and they had just remodeled the house and bought some kind of old Cadillac or something.